Yo, today's QOD is, I was who I was, but I am who I am, and I'm cool with both of them. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Steve Harvey kicking off the week. And today he's talking about his past, your past, the person he used to be, the person you used to be. And sometimes we can look back at who we were and feel shame. Like we're trying to cut off that part of ourselves. We're trying to leave that in the past. But what Steve's going to remind you today is that your errors, your flaws, your faults of your past can actually come in handy for a more successful present and future. Steve Harvey, he's coming up.
I have done a lot of things in my life that I haven't really been proud of, you know. But what I've learned about this process that I'm in is that it's okay, though. Because we are all a sum total of our past. See, what I finally got hip to was the things that I was doing that was so wrong. There's a Bible verse that says something about he takes what the devil did is. See, I have people that, I have Sophia and Eugenia and Tanya that work for me know the Bible real good. See, I don't know it real good. So I just know I know what ain't in there and I know what's in there. Now where it's located, clueless. But I tell them what I want to say, and I tell them there's a scripture, because my mama was a Sunday school teacher. So I know about God. Right. You know, and so I just use what I know. And so the scripture says, tried to harm him and sold him in slavery. I don't know what that is. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as if it is this day. So what that's saying to me, I could be wrong. But the stuff that I was doing that was meant for evil, when God put his hands on you, he can take all that and flip it over for something good. My ability to stay out late at night has enabled me to do my job and handle my business. But I got that from back when I was staying out late at night. My ability to talk to large groups of people who I do not know come from me having to get out of so many lies I had got myself into that I became comfortable doing that business. So coming out here telling the truth pretty easy. The fact that I could fight you at the drop of a dime back then comes in handy, because now I'm a Christian, but there's limits to it. So I don't, you know, you, look, it's only so much I can take. Then after that, you're going to get off of me. It comes in handy because I'm busy. I don't have time for everybody. People stop me all the time. Steve, I need a picture. I need an autograph. Well, I'm going somewhere. All I want is a picture. I can't stop every time somebody want a picture. How would you like it? If everywhere you went, somebody stopped you and wanted a picture. How many picture requests I get a day? I can't think of a day somebody ain't asked me for a picture. Asked me for something. How would you like it if you was just going somewhere and here come, and now y'all got video cameras, y'all just pull them out and here they go. Somebody films me every day, and I'm not even, I just look over there, and my boy go, man, step behind me, she over there filming. I get that every day. How would you like that? So, being a former fighter, I was in the store the other day. Let me see if I can tell this. Okay. I got off the plane. I came to Dallas yesterday. I get up and I'm in a stop in a store. We come from the airport. I got to get some water. I go in the store. This brother come up to me. He ain't got hardly all his teeth. He come up to me. He little muscular dude. He come up. Steve Harvey, what's up? So I said, hey, man, how you doing? You ain't got no bodyguard? I'm 6'2". I weigh 235. Now, I ain't no bad man, but I used to box. So now, you ain't got all your teeth, so you ain't real healthy. You have a little alcoholic aroma to you. I don't drink. So I figure we good. However this go, this gonna be good. But it's because of what I was that God has changed. Now, it used to be, I just turn around, start swinging, it'd be on and cracking. But now God changed that. But see, what it caused me to realize was I was who I was. But I am who I am. And I'm cool with both of them. And you know, it enables you to move on. Stop letting people hold you to your past. Yeah, man, I got what I used to do, but I'm trying to do better now. Stop letting people tie you to what they saw you do 5, 10 years ago. You can go on the internet and say whatever you want to say about me in the past. Got all that. Was who I was, but I am who I am, and I'm cool with both of them people. You got to be not all right to get all right. You got to be lost to get saved. You got to have been through something to know something. So please, get comfortable with that put. Get comfortable with that part. I don't know what I'm doing on time, so I'm just going to go ahead. Okay, cool. Here we go.
That was Steve Harvey. His website is steveharvey.com. You can check out today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called Steve Harvey Motivational Talk on Stress YouTube. All right, my friend, if you want ad-free episodes, go to your app store, download the Stitcher app, and join Stitcher Premium for as little as $2.99 a month, and you can listen to QOD 100% commercial free. Also, grab your merch over at qodmerch.com, and I will see you tomorrow with Dr. Wayne Dyer. It's a good one. I'll see you then. Peace.